welcome to the Life in Lane 4, a podcast where we dive into the struggles of balancing swimming and school. I am your host, Anton Bergavoy, and today I am here with Emily Seco. I met Emily a few years ago and I've always thought she was an amazing swimmer. I thought Emily would be an amazing guest to have on the podcast because she is well-versed in both swimming and school and has a lot of good information to talk about. I am so grateful to have her on the podcast and hope that you get something out of this episode.
Hey, Emily, thank you so much for being here today.
Hey, Anton. Thank you for having me.
Of course. So, senior year of swimming in the books, how does it feel?
You know, it feels really good, but also, I'm sad that I'm leaving everyone and just, sad that it's all gone. But, I'm excited to, start a new chapter in my life and excited to, join maybe, Drexel's club team or, wherever college I do end up going, their club team. And, you know, just taking it all in was, really, something that I enjoyed, and I just loved swimming so much.
Yeah. Why do you feel sad about leaving the sport of swimming?
Well, I started this when I was, five, and, I always wanted, I always looked up to my brother and my sister because they started swimming before me, obviously, and I always, so eager to get into the pool and swim with all my friends, and just having done that for every day of my life since I was five, and then just having it stopping is just really sad. And I put so much work into swimming and working out and stuff, and for it to be done is just really sad. And I'm happy that it's over, but, I'm sad that it's over at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think your favorite memory has been through all your years of swimming?
Oh, my gosh. There's so many. I would probably say, honestly, my last senior champs, this past weekend, it was really good. I swam good. Yes, I didn't drop in two of my events, but I was just so happy to be there and so excited to be with everyone from my last year and see what they accomplished too, because it was just so exciting for me, but so emotional obviously because you saw me cry.
Yeah. Why do you think that it was your favorite memory?
I think it was my favorite memory because I got to be with my best friend, Gabby Karaczynski. And I started swimming with her when I was young too. And just finishing off with her was really important to me because she was just always there by my side. And she got to see me finish. And I got to see her last race as when I finished too.
Yeah. What has been your favorite meet? I mean, I guess your favorite memory is with senior champs, but out of all your 12 years of swimming, what do you think your favorite meet was? Where you think you did the best or you had the best meet, you think?
Honestly, it was probably my freshman year. I was on a different team my freshman year for a year. It was called Holiday Classic. It was at Rutgers. And all the girls stayed in one room. It was a travel meet, and that was my first time going under 2 minutes in my two free. And I was just really happy to be there with everyone. And it was actually I think one of the last times I was at a big meet with my sister, because she had quit my mid sophomore year. But I had also dropped a ton in all of my events that year, and just being with that entire team was really fun for me. And it was just all the environment at the meet was just really good, and I enjoyed it a lot.
Do you like travel meets? You said that this Holiday Classic was a travel meet, so do you like travel meets the best?
I do, because I think it really brings like your team together, and like it just like brings everyone closer, and it's more, I think it's more fun that way, because like you're all together at like 24/7 basically, and just like all with each other.
Yeah. What do you think you're gonna miss the most from swimming?
Oh my gosh, literally just like every like George school is like family, like it's just like everything about it is just so important to me, and I don't know, just like seeing like the little, like my like mini me, like I don't know, just like not being able to like see her like grow like up in swimming, I guess, and like obviously I'll miss you and just like everyone in senior group, like yeah, just like everyone, like obviously I'll miss swimming, but like I think I'll miss the people like the most, because I've created like such good bonds with them.
Yeah, do you think that like the whole family feel is like important, like you said, like you're gonna miss like the whole like George school family, so like do you think that's like your most important like thing like that you're gonna miss?
Yes, definitely. Like I think like if you're team isn't like close together, it's very hard to like train, I guess, in a way, because you have to like be happy to go to practice and like be with the people you like are around like for like 24/7 basically, and I just have to like have a bond with those people in order to like do good and stuff and get better.
Yeah. Speaking of practices, what has been like your high school experience like in the water and like in the classroom out of the water?
For high school swim, it was like kind of hard balancing like going to club and like going to high school practices, because we had to make like, it was like 5 high school practices my freshman and sophomore year when we had different coaches. And so I would have like 4 mornings a week, and then I would go to like club. Yeah. And it was just like really hard for me to balance that, because I was not used to it, and I was just not getting a lot of sleep. And like high school, my workload, like it wasn't ever like super big, because because I block scheduling, so I guess like that like takes a lot of like my stress off, because I don't get that much work, because my teachers give us time in class to like work on like a lot of our like projects and stuff. But like balancing like just like getting enough sleep and balancing getting enough like rest was like hard for me, because I had to still go to club while still like doing the requirements for high school swim too.
Yeah. What do you think made it easier going into junior and senior year, like the whole like balance of high school and club?
Probably because I was older and like I knew what my body needed more, and I understood like it's okay to like miss a day, it's okay to just like need a break from swimming, even if it's like for a couple of days or whatever. And also I had gotten new coaching for high school, so they changed the requirement to like, it was either like 2 or 3 if you were on a club team, which was good, and like meets counted as a practice, so it was a lot easier for the balance of it all.
How are your high school meets, like what were they like stress wise and stuff?
I would say like a lot of the bigger, like tougher swimmers was a lot stressful for me, because like I didn't want to obviously like lose for my team or like lose points for my team, and I always wanted to like contribute in that aspect. But like on those easier like teams that we went against, I kind of like didn't feel as much stress, because I didn't have to like score as many points, and I could swim other events, but besides like my best ones. So it was like nice, like doing stuff, something different.
Yeah, that I feel that the George school meets that I go to, whenever we have like an easy meet, like I get to like 100 breaststroke against one of my teammates, and like go not a great time, but like it's still really fun, still really fun. Yeah. What do you think the hardest set you have ever done was, both like club or in high school?
So for high school, we have like a team sleepover. It's like 2 days before Thanksgiving break. And then that morning we all go to practice, and it's like a gut check because we eat a lot of food the night before. And it's like, it's like you have to make like 100 on this time, and then you have to make 200s, and the intervals like decrease every time and you go until you can. And it's so hard because like they know like what you're capable of, so you kind of like have to like go really fast and like do your best. And for club, I would say it was 2 years ago. You probably have done the set, but it's like a 300, 200, then a 100, all best effort, and it was 10 times through. And I think it was I think
10 times
was the hardest set for me, because it was only two other people were with me. It was like Emily Kennedy and this other girl. I think her name was Carolyn or Alex. I don't know. But I just remember it was on a Saturday. It was during Christmas break. And I was so ready to just like halfway through, just like get out and like sit out. But I was just like, you know what? Like, I'm already halfway through, like I got it, like and then afterwards I felt really accomplished, like I felt good about myself.
Was this like the club practice, was this under Brandon, is this under Coach Brandon?
Yes, it was under him.
I don't know if you listened to the other episodes, but Emily Kennedy and Crystal both said that the 850s on descending interval off the blocks as fast as possible. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, like the three on 120, two on a minute, three on 40. And it's like three rounds of that. Like they said, that both of them said that was the hardest. So, and I think I have to agree with them that set sucks.
Cause like getting out of the water and like diving off the blocks makes me so dizzy too. So like, it's just like a lot. And I can't sprint either. It's like, it's so hard for me to sprint. So like, that would also be another hard set that I've done.
Yeah. What are your stress levels at meets? Like, I know you said high school meets, it's like, if you're swimming against a better team, like you kind of feel a little bit more pressure than when you're swimming against a not so great team. But like club meets, like we just swam at senior champs. So like, what was the stress that you had at that meet?
Well, I would say like club, like at bigger meets, like senior champs, LAC, like all of that, I definitely have like a lot of stress for myself, because obviously like I want to do good and don't want to like disappoint myself with all like the training I've done and just like for it to like all go away, I guess. But I also just like get really nervous, and I personally don't like when people like talk to me before my races, like because I get so locked in. Like sometimes when they say something, I'm just like, yeah, and I don't really know what they're saying. But like, I also like the point, like my coach, like Brandon. And because he's also like worked so hard for like coaching us, I guess. And yeah, so I guess like really high. But at like dual meets, like at just like random meets, I don't have that much stress, because I know it's just like a practice meet. It's just like to get a feel for it and all that stuff. But yeah.
How do you deal with like that nervous energy that you feel before a race?
I just, like, like before like I like dive in or whatever, I just like take deep breaths in and out, and that usually helps because like I usually feel like a pit in my stomach, and like breathing in and out like really helps with that. But another thing is I just like try not to think of it as like, because it's like not the end of the world to add time or whatever, even though like I might cry after my race for not doing good, but like just like trying to calm myself and trying to not think of it as the end of the world like helps me a lot, and it like takes the stress away.
Do you have like some things you tell yourself? Like I know like for senior champs, like for these senior champs, I'm not gonna lie, I felt like really nervous for all my races. Like I don't like this whole year that's kind of been like a kind of an issue for me at like LAC and at like my big high school meet and at my big and at senior champs too. So like I was suggested to have like this like a mantra kind of thing, and it's like you've done the work, trust the process, trust the training and all that. It's like, did you have something similar to that?
Like, yeah, definitely. Like I always like say everything happens for a reason, because it does. And like you just have to like, because I had broken my leg like a year and a half, and I thought I was never gonna swim, but then like I just like I didn't give up on the fact that I wasn't, like I always like wanted to swim again, like after that, like I knew I wanted to swim more, and I just had to like trust the pro, like what you said, like trust the process, and like after time I got better and better. And you just have to like, it takes time, and you might not like go your best all the time, which is okay, but you just have to like not get in your head about it, because if you do, then like you just like will disappoint yourself even more, if that makes sense. But yeah.
What do you think, like what is your pre-race routine? Like I know like for me, I have to like jump up and down, slap my legs, jump up and down a little bit more. Like what is your pre-race routine?
I have to do like literally like the same thing for every race. Like it's been happening since I was probably a freshman that I've been doing the same thing. So like I listen to like the same song. It's, the song has changed over time, but I listen to a song and then I like stretch my legs and then I stretch my arms and then I have to like swing my arms. And I have to like open my hip, like I don't even know how to describe it. Like do like the open the gate, close the gate with my legs, and then I like slap myself a bunch, and I have to make sure my goggles are like the same, like tight enough or whatever, and then I jump up and down like everyone does, but I try like I just like, I don't even know, I just do the same thing over and over again. And so, like, I crack my, oh my gosh, I have to crack my knuckles, like, my toe knuckles, too, like, if I don't crack it, like, it just, like, it's, like, my superstition, like, if I don't crack them, then, like, I'll do bad, but that's, like, what I have to do before every race, even if it's, like, not an important race, like, I have to do it.
Really? Yeah. What's the song that you have to play, like, all the time?
So right now it's Rich Baby Daddy, but I think it's by Drake, right?
Yeah.
I think, it's that song. And then I sometimes put on songs after, and those songs always change after, but yeah, Rich Baby Daddy, that's my song.
What the session, like the little session in between, like in between prelims and finals, or like finals and prelims, like that night, what do you think, or what do you do, like what's your routine?
Well, usually I try to just like in between prelims and finals, I try to just like get as much rest as I can and definitely like fuel up, like eat, like I eat a lot and then I go to sleep and then I would like stretch, roll my legs out if I have something to do that. And then just like make sure I'm like ready for finals. And if I don't feel ready, I try not to like get in my head about that. I kind of just like see how the warm up goes and just like try and take care of myself as best as possible.
What makes you feel ready for like a final session or like a prelim session if it's like in between finals and prelims?
Probably just the feeling of like that I get to do it again and I get to like even if I didn't do well in prelims, like I have another shot at like doing better. But like even if I did great in prelims, like I get another chance to do it at finals. I get another chance to like show myself like what I can do. So that really helps.
How do you deal with like the mentality of like a bad swim? Like let's say like you add time and like I don't know, let's say like what's your like your best at like you're too free, for example. Like if you like add time in that, like what do you think, like what goes through your head like afterwards?
Well, usually I cry. But I'm just like sometimes I just get really disappointed in myself because like I know what I did wrong. And it's just like sad that like I knew what I did wrong. But it's also like good that I knew what I did wrong, but it's sad that I knew what I was capable of, but like I just executed it wrong. And yeah, but like when I talk to like Brandon, like our my coaches, like they always like help me get into a better headspace and help me like know that it's okay and that I will have other like chances in the future for to like swim it again.
And then I guess on the flip side, after a good race, what goes through your head?
After I swim good, like I had a really good like 2-3. I got like I was so happy and that really just like boosted my mood for the rest of the meet because I had done well in that event. But yeah, because when I do good, it's like obviously like everyone's gonna be happy, but I don't know, it really just like boosts my ego just a tiny bit because I was because I was able to do better than before, but yeah, just like happy all around.
Switching gears into the more school aspect of it, how have you had any trouble balancing like your schoolwork and the swimming?
Not usually, 'cause I only would have like 4 classes a semester because of my block scheduling, but sometimes when I did, when my teachers would give a lot of work like for that week, I would be stressed like that I wasn't able to like get it done in time because I also had practice that I like couldn't miss. But like because I hate missing practice to do schoolwork, that's just like me. Like I don't enjoy it because at one day could like cause so many like problems. But like what I do to like try and balance it, I try to just like take as many like office hours that my teachers give me, like and just like try to get all of my stuff done there. And if I had to, I would do my schoolwork on the bus or during lunch or just like whenever I had like free chances in my classes.
So kind of like taking advantage like all like the little like free time and doing all your work then. Nice,
Yeah.
nice. How do
Definitely.
you, yeah, how do you deal with the stress? Like you said, like in the beginning of the week, like your teachers give you so much work they have to get done. Like how do you deal with all like that stress?
I kind of just like if my teachers give me a lot of work for that week, I kind of just like set myself like a schedule and like I tell myself like okay, I need to get this done today and this is due tomorrow, so I'll do some of it today and then if I don't get it finished, like I'll do it during class if I needed to. And which it probably isn't good, but I still end up getting it finished. But Like, I kind of just, because I also need, like, free time for myself. Mm-hmm. So I kind of just, like, try to get as much done as possible and try not to get distracted as much, because obviously my phone, I'm a screenager, so. But, like, I try not to, like, stress that much. And if I do stress, like, I go to my teachers, I tell them, like, that I'm stressed, and, like, usually they'll help me, and, like, they understand that I'm under, like, a lot of stress with it, and mm-hmm. sometimes they will give me, like, extra time for it, but, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you do to, like, to try to not distract yourself as much?
Like, distract myself with the schoolwork?
Or, yeah, like what do you do to like focus on your schoolwork and like try not to distract yourself from it?
I just have like a low attention span, so I can't spend a lot of time on my schoolwork. But when I like put my phone away, like I can get stuff done more easily and just like finish everything on time. But also like distractions, like I try not to get distracted with like if my friends ask me to go do something and I know I have schoolwork, like I like kind of force myself to say no because I know I have to finish schoolwork, and like, yeah, I kind of just like eliminate all my distractions so I am able to like succeed in my schoolwork.
How do you handle the balance? Like, do you like, is it kind of like just like work, or do you try to like, block in like times for like free time to hang out with your friends or to like do whatever?
Yeah, like I definitely, that's like a tough question. Like, I don't just work. Like, I definitely like give myself a lot of free time. But I also, like, some days, like, I need to work. And I just, I just always try to, like, get my work done in the beginning of the week. That, like, for my assignments that are due at the end of the week, I just try to, like, get them done as early as possible, not procrastinate. So I don't have to, like, mm-hmm. rush at the end of the week or, like, rush, like, towards the due date because mm-hmm. I don't, like, work that well under pressure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are some, like, stress relievers or, like, ways that you, like, in that free time that you have, like, what do you, what's, like, your go-to thing to do?
Well, when it's, like, warm out, I love going on walks. I love walking on the Delaware Canal because it's just so nice, and I just love looking at, like, nature. But during the winter, I would just say, like, listening to music or, like, if it snows, go outside and play in the snow. But I just try to, like, distract myself with, like, the outside or just, like, things that, like, aren't surrounding me. Like people that aren't just, like, surrounding me, I guess, if that makes sense.
What advice can you give to anyone that is struggling to balance school and swimming?
Just take it one day at a time, because like it really, like that's just like what you need. Like, if you can't finish something, it's okay. Just like it might take longer, but just like let your teachers know, or like just like let other people know, like, that it might take longer, and just like understand that, like, you need time for yourself, but like also you need to do your schoolwork. So like you need to balance both and just like take it one day at a time.
Can you elaborate kind of like what do you mean, like take it one day at a time?
Like, meaning say you like are like work, like you need, like you had a really stressful day and you have a lot of work, like you go home, you do some of the work, and you just like need to be done with it, but like you have some assignments that are due tomorrow, you like just can like stop and take a break, but then eventually like go back to it or whatever, And then if you don't end up getting it finished, like, you can just take it to the next day. And I'm sure, like, your teachers or, like, your professors or whatever will understand if you had a really stressful day. But if you, like, didn't and you kind of just did whatever, like, obviously that's not an excuse. But if you're, like, just, like, struggling with, like, so much, like, schoolwork and your sport, just, like, maybe give yourself a day off from everything, like, from, like, your sport, and just, like, work on, like, catching up with your stuff. And, like, yeah, just, like, mm-hmm. like, taking it one day at a time. Like, you might need a day to, like, not do your sport, because that could also, like, give you, like, a lot, like, more stress, because you have to, like, balance, like, your schoolwork and your practicing. So, like, maybe, like, taking a day off might help you, like, with your education, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Like, get back in it, kind of?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And last question. If you can go back to your freshman year, what would you do differently?
Honestly, I think I would, like, I wouldn't have switched club teams. The only reason I switched club teams was because of COVID. And if I could go back, I would stay on George School, because I love it so much. I love everyone there, and I love Brandon, and just, like, I just, like, love everyone there, and I love the practices, because, like, even, like, how hard some of them are, like, I feel accomplished after them. And I feel like I'm getting better. Mm-hmm. And I did it. Because my freshman year was interesting, I guess. Because I had done, like, cross country and track. And maybe I also wouldn't have done cross country and track, because, like, I obviously love swimming much more.
Yeah, yeah. So kind of, like, sticking to, like, one sport and, like, not – and, like, staying loyal to the I guess, your club team.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Well, thank you, Emily, for everything you just said, and good luck in college.
Thank you, Anton.
Wow. Thank you, Emily, for everything you have shared. I have learned so much, like creating a schedule, taking days off if I'm feeling too stressed, and not letting one bad race affect the whole meet. I am so thankful that you came on the podcast. I hope that you learned something just like I did. I am Anton Bergovoy. Until next time, in the light of the lead.